What is up, y'all? Hello and welcome back to my station. This is your girl Ebony B, back for another episode of Lock Talk. And y'all, I'm over here having Lock Talk, just super crunk, super blessed, super feeling good because I have made it. Okay, I haven't made it, but I've made it, and I am celebrating myself. I'm celebrating my accomplishments, and I am celebrating 4 years locked, okay? 4 years in the game. I've been loving the journey thus far, and we're gonna get into all of that within the episode. So this episode, I basically want to share with you at least 8 reasons that you, or 8 ways to know that you are ready to start your lock journey, all right? And yeah, let's get into it. Oh, and while I'm giving you these 8 reasons, I'm also just going to hop in and add to my points just by sharing with you just how the relevance to me, I guess, on my journey. All right, so the first reason you know that you are ready to start your lock journey is because you've been talking about it for months and probably years. I know before I started my locks, I was talking about it for years, like I might as well, or people would tell me like you would look good with locks or whatever, whatever. Which goes into my second point of people closest to you are always saying that you would look good with them. Like, and you'd be like, yeah, I probably would, huh? Like, I don't know. I would definitely just take that as a sign or a hint that you're somewhat interested in the journey. And then number 3, you don't really like maintaining your loose natural hair. So like for me, I was always like 2 strands twisted up, you know, 2 strands twisted up and wearing my hair as if it was already locked. So yeah, or my mom would do it, you know, or, you know, I would pay for braids or I would pay to get it straightened, which, you know, in hindsight, like, I really do miss those things. Like, I miss, I haven't added any hair to my hair since I've been locked. And that's just because I haven't really met anyone that was confident that my hair would be okay after, we took the hair out, the added hair. So I haven't done that. And then number 4, products are becoming too expensive. Y'all, I know in the loose natural hair community, it can add up. Like even when you're locked, you still gotta buy products to maintain your hair. Not as much or not as often, since locks are more of a low maintenance natural hairstyle, so that does help, and it does make a difference in your pockets too. Okay, and number 5, your hair care routine is taking all of your free time. Y'all, doing your locks, okay, takes time, but doing your natural hair, I mean, you know, the different processes and stuff like that, I'm not knocking taking time to do your hair. I feel like, you know, every woman, you know, to each its own. But for me, taking time to do my hair or get my hair done is a matter of maintenance and self-care and expression of love to myself and to my crown. So, I mean, it's not really necessarily a negative, but, you know, maybe you're a mother or a new mother or whatever the case may be, and you know, you got a daughter, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I would just feel like at that point, I would just want to give my kids or whatever it is that's taking my attention at the time, I would want to give that my attention instead of, you know, me retwisting my own hair or, just dealing with that. All right. And let me know if you all are, if this is you, like, is this you?
do you need to start your lock journey? I'm curious. Number six, you follow two or more lock pages for inspo, okay? Or because it's cute or whatever. I'm not calling anybody out. You can definitely, you know, have your lock inspirations, locked inspirations, but I'm just saying, you know, pay attention to the signs. You know what I'm saying? We talk a lot about red flags, but there are green flags too, okay, y'all? Number seven, you are ready for an overall change in your life, okay? You want something different. You want to try something new. You want to commit to yourself, okay? This is probably should be a whole nother bullet. Maybe we can make it number nine, but you want to commit to yourself. You want to commit to something, and you want something new in your life. You want some new results. You want to see, feel, look differently. That could be a sign that you are ready to start your lock journey. And number eight, you want a real relationship with yourself or your hair. And, you know, I know some people might just think like, it's just hair, girl, you're doing the most. But I mean, it's your hair. Do we not take pride in our hair? You know what I'm saying? Even if it's the hairstyle that we choose, the color that we choose to put on it, the money that goes into it. At the end of the day, we care about our hair. And especially in the natural hair community, there is a lot of, I don't know my hair. Like, my hair won't do this type of thing. Or I get frustrated when my hair does this. And it's like, you don't really know your hair. You don't know what your hair likes. You don't know what it naturally does. You don't know what it does when it's doing this. And so all I'm saying is, if you are interested in getting to know your hair for who your hair really is, sis, lock that hair up, okay? Because she will teach you a couple of things about your hair and also a couple of things about yourself, okay? Because, you know, like I always say, even though you're focusing on your lock journey or you're on your lock journey, you're not just on that journey. You're on a journey of life and a journey of becoming, okay? And your hair is a constant reflection of that when it's locked. And that's one of the reasons that I personally love being locked. So yeah, I just wanted to make this content for you all. Like I said earlier in the beginning of the show, I am 4 years locked, y'all, and I am actually retwisting my hair as we speak. It's time. One thing that I did, one thing that I did take away from last year is that I really love having my hair in protective styling. And so right now we're about to retwist and go straight into either plaits or twist. I'm not sure. On my hair, plaits work better. Like, I don't know. Well, not that I don't know, but like when I twist my hair, like I like my pattern to be tight in my twist. And sometimes my locks just don't stay within the twist and they be like unraveling. And I don't like that. So I just stick with braids because it's a time saver and my hair will do the do in the braid. And I know that it'll be okay. So, and then the braids are like not that thick. Like they're not like, oh, like a bunch of plaits, even though they are plaits. But they look like twists or something like that. I love the length. I love the look. So I probably will go for braids just to save me some time. But yeah, so I'm about to retwist my hair. I got some olive and avocado oil blend. And y'all, I got some alcohol-free gel by Cantu. It's called Cantu Avocado Hydrating Gel with avocado oil and shea butter. Okay, when it comes to finding the gel or whatever that will lock my hair, you know, I am not committed to one product. I am still on the hunt for that one product. If I'm not at my lock lady, in my lock lady's chair, then I'm in my own chair. And so, yeah, I just haven't found one. And y'all, I recently also moved. And so I had to find a new product, and I had to kind of go with what my environment had available at the time for my re-swiss. Yes, I could have planned a little bit better, but the point is that I didn't, so yeah. But I'm okay with that. I know how to pivot. I will be okay. But yeah, so that is the gel of choice that we are using today. Got my clips. I'm ready to go. About to just enjoy my me time and loving on my crown. So I hope that you all found this episode to be helpful. I was about to close it out, but I really just wanted to say another thing, and that is that the lock journey is not perfect. I have had some locks that have struggled. I have had some locks that had like are new to my head that weren't there when I first started locking my hair, and just all types of stuff. Locks that broke off, at least one last year broke off. So just know your why, you know what I'm saying? And that's why another reason why I made this episode is because when you're in the journey, you will be able to reflect on why it is that you started this journey. What was it that made me want to do it in the first place? And you could have something to hold on to when the road gets rough, because the lock journey will get, you know, rough. And it won't always be glorious, is all that I'm saying. So I hope that you all found something that was encouraging in this episode, some type of insight or whatever, at least entertainment at the very least. But we are not here to entertain. We are here to empower, inspire, and enlighten this generation and the ones to follow. So I hope that you all came and got what you needed from Combos with Ebony B. And until next time, I'll see y'all. Bye.